Harry, said Lockhart, his large white teeth gleaming in the sunlight as he shook his head. Harry, Harry, Harry. Completely nonplussed, Harry said nothing. When I heard, well, of course, it was all my fault, could have kicked myself. Harry had no idea what he was talking about. He was about to say so when Lockhart went on. Don't know when I've been more shocked. Flying a car to Hogwarts? Well, of course, I knew at once why you'd done it. Stood out a mile. Harry. 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 It was remarkable how he could show every one of those brilliant teeth, even when he wasn't talking. Gave you a taste for publicity, didn't I? Said Lockhart. Gave you the bug. You got onto the front page of the paper with me, and you couldn't wait to do it again. Oh, no, Professor. See, Harry, 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 said Lockhart, reaching out and grasping his shoulder. I understand. Natural to want a bit more once you've had that first taste. And I blame myself for giving you that, because it was bound to go to your head. But see here, young man, you can't start flying cars to try and get yourself noticed. Just calm down, all right? Plenty of time for all that when you're older, yes? Yes, I know what you're thinking. It's all right for him. He's an internationally famous wizard already. But when I was 12, I was just as much of a nobody as you are now. In fact, I'd say I was even more of a nobody. I mean, a few people have heard of you, haven't they? All that business with he who must not be named. He glanced at the lightning scar on Harry's forehead. I know, it's not quite as good as winning Which Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award 5 times in a row, as I have. But it's a start, Harry. It's a start. He gave Harry a hearty wink and strode off. Harry stood stunned for a few seconds, then, remembering he was supposed to be in the greenhouse, he opened the door and slid inside.